Hi, this is the Dark Tangent, and the speeches you're about to listen to were recorded at DEF CON 6, which was held in July 31st to August 2nd, 1998, at the Plaza Hotel and Casino in Old Downtown Las Vegas. These speeches are copyright, non-commercial use, educational uses only. If you'd like to use them for any other purpose, please contact DEF CON at www.defcon.org or email to dtangent. That's DTANGENT at defcon.org. Now, some of the speeches were lost, so you're getting what we've got recorded. Now sit back and relax, and here comes some knowledge to your head.
Which I consider to be pure intimidation. Going to your mother when she was never a critic is simply telling me they know where my mother lives, who's 75. They know where what my children look like, who are 9 and 8. And they're just trying to, in an out-of-band way, intimidate. But the number one way, and this probably will sound a little bit of a letdown, but the number one way of cheating litigation, as practiced by the attorneys against me, is to buy a postage meter. Now, does anyone see the implication of having a postage meter rather than using stamps? Well, the immediate one is that you get to set the date on it. Now, why is that significant? Well, because every motion that's submitted to in a suit, the way it happens, for those who've never been in a lawsuit, and be glad that you haven't been in one, is that if they want to do something, like have an order to say that I'm in contempt for calling them bad names, they have to have a 35-day period in which they file a motion, I file a response, and then they get to file a reply. And all of those things are timed very carefully. For example, there's 2 weeks after they file a motion for me to file a response. And then they have 1 week to file a reply to my opposition, and then the judge looks at it a week later. Well, with a postage meter, you just set that you mail it late, and then you set your meter back so it looked as if you mailed it on the correct deadline. But you actually, so instead of giving the opponent 1 week or 2 weeks to look at it, you give them 2 days to look at it, 2 days to respond. However, when challenged, they just say, well, we mailed the right day, and the postage meter proves it. There's the postage mark right on. Well, in my case, they made a couple of mistakes, and thank goodness for the post office. The post office noticed their lying on the proof of service and actually overstamped it with the correct post date. I did submit that to Judge White. He has not ruled on those motions to exclude their papers that have those kinds of false marks. But I'm hopeful that if Judge White doesn't do it, that it will be at least in the appeals court they look at it. So that is the five ways of cheating. Now, it sounds completely hopeless, like the poor little guy is being just overrun like a motorboat over a manatee here, but it's not quite that easy. Yeah, there should be in the back. Jeff Moss, the gentleman that should be talking. There's one thing that you have in Northern District of California as an individual, which is extremely significant and should make you think of being taking the initiative in the lawsuit. You have, as a civil litigant, you have federal subpoena power. Now, that's the same power that Ken Starr has, exactly the same power, as a pro per. That means I can go to the telephone company and demand all your phone records. I can go to Costco and get all your shopping records. And the only criterion is that if it might be relevant to the lawsuit, then I get access to it. Well, after they subpoenaed my phone records, I returned the favor. I subpoenaed all of theirs, and it turned out it had all their calling card information. You know, I can't reveal if it had offshore banks in it. I can't reveal, what legislatures and Congress may have had in it and so forth. However, because I had been ordered not to reveal that. However, for the Church of Scientology to believe that I had at one time access to that was extremely damaging to them and will make them think twice before suing another internet citizen. So let me finish up here. The last people have a fair chance here, and I appreciate your putting up with my nervousness up here. I'm not used to speaking at all. The last thing is that's the point, really, the nervousness and everything, because I'm just an ordinary guy in front of a machine at home, in a rural part of California. But the point is, even though I'm just an ordinary guy on the internet, it's still a really potent force for stopping these criminal organizations. And it's not the Church of Scientology today, maybe the U.S. government tomorrow. So, you know, I hope you all relish having the power to do unlawful acts that take back the power of totalitarian governments. And I don't want you to commit illegal acts, but you should always have the power to do so, because I think that will guarantee our freedom. And I think that the battle with Scientology is show that we can be effective, just ordering people just like yourself, effective in stopping these criminal cults. Any questions? A couple questions.
What's the official Scientology site?
The main Scientology site is www.scientology.org. And of course, we'd all love to see. Yeah, we always love to see what's on that site, of course. And apparently, they have a hardened underground site at their. It's on a separate triple dozen encrypted link behind the blast proof doors and so forth. So it might be hard to crack that. Well, let me just finish up right now and announce it so the other people can get up.
It's not quite time yet, folks.